When God steps in, don't expect to keep going down the same hopeless road. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've been in some dark situations in my life. There's one in particular that I'm thinking about. It's really too personal to fully share, but it was a situation that I didn't really see any hope of it getting better. I couldn't see a way forward. But because of God's grace working in my life and the other person's life, our relationship was restored and they were able to forgive me. Have you seen God work in a hopeless situation or radically alter your life? That's what we'll talk about today with Breathing New Life by Naomi Zylstra. Sometimes I watch the seasons progress with awe. Everything looks dead in winter, and then suddenly one day in the spring, daffodils start popping up, and soon after the trees blossom and turn green. God has a pattern of bringing new life. In the beginning, God created everything, including people. Adam was nothing more than dust before God gathered up that dust, formed it, and breathed life into Adam. In Genesis 1:26-30, he gave Adam and Eve the calling to rule over the creatures of the earth, giving dignity and purpose to what was once nothing but dust. Similarly, God blessed Sarah's 90-plus-year-old womb and gave her and Abraham a baby, Isaac. In this way, God fulfilled his promise, and through Isaac, he brought forth the whole nation of Israel. Generations later, God called his followers to a new life. When Jesus called Peter and Andrew, two ordinary fishermen, he said, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." And at once they left their nets and followed him. Read that story in Matthew 4:19-20. When Jesus called Levi, a tax collector who would have been considered a traitor to his own people, Jesus simply said, "Follow me," Mark 2:14. And Levi got up from his tax collector's booth and followed. These disciples left everything behind because Jesus called them to a new life. They went on to be leaders of the early church and served a great purpose as Christianity was just starting out. They became willing to endure terrible suffering and hardship because of Jesus. And Jesus himself rose from the dead to new life. Jesus' miraculous resurrection aligns so well with the character of God. Of course, Jesus was resurrected into new life. And of course, God invites us into that new life. That's what he does. We see it all throughout God's story. We see it in the beautiful world he has created, and we see it in our own lives. So what does this story make you think of? Where have you seen God breathing new life in and around you? If nothing comes to mind, you can ask God to help you see how he has been working. Do you have a favorite story from the Bible where God gave new life and purpose to something or someone that was dead, either literally deceased or otherwise hopeless? When Jesus returns, he will raise us to new life, and everyone who has put their trust in Jesus will live with him forever. You can learn more about the good news when you go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in Genesis 2:7, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Romans 6:1-11 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you noticed that it's almost Easter already? Don't let it sneak past you without taking some time to intentionally revisit the Easter story. We've actually created a series of devotions to help you do just that. You can find them now on the Unlocked app. Just search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. How you reflect God's creative nature when you get creative yourself. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.